Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Syria. There is evidence that the United States and Russia may get involved in the Israeli-Iranian conflict that is now going on in Syria. That's the headline. In one moment, our Middle East broadcast partner Dave Dolan will join us with an update on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Israel is headed for a war in Syria, and only Russia can stop that war.
That's what the topic was, and Israel is just very, very adamant. Iran cannot be allowed to set up a mini-state, as it were, in Syria, as they have already basically done in Lebanon.
That's the headline, but is that reality from what you've just reported?
What is being said in the last couple of days in the Israeli press, the question, is the United States about to go to war with Russia in Syria? Now, that is really something that looks possible. A couple days ago, where Syrian troops were involved and other pro-Assad regime forces, but there are reports in Israel that Russian ground forces were also involved in an attack on a pro-American Sunni Arab base that's in eastern Syria. And there were coalition forces, i.e. American forces, and others were there at the time. And so, of course, the U.S. counterattacked, ordered its aircraft into action, and bombed these attacking fighters. And they believe maybe up to 100 were killed, most of them Syrian soldiers. Now, that's the first time that American aircraft have directly targeted Syrian troops, Jimmy. This has never happened before. The Russians were very livid about it and said, you know, this is going to spark off a whole major conflict. The Defense Department and the State Department responded in Washington defending the U.S. actions, saying, we didn't provoke this attack. You know that they're our allied forces. You know that they're working with us to continue the fight against ISIS. And we have this agreement that we can pursue them, and now you're coming in and attacking us directly. The Russian response, which it's carrying on through Assad, is to take on the Western coalition forces, and by proxy, Israel would be considered part of that. So we may be on the verge of an all-out hot war, not just between Israel and Syria, but the United States and its allies and Russia and its allies.
David Dolan with an update on a story of conflict in the Middle East. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Listening to David Dolan's Middle East News update is like reading from the prophetic passages from God's prophetic word in the Bible. With the exception of the United States, all other aforementioned Middle Eastern states will be a part of that end-time scenario. Syria, Iran, Turkey, and Israel are players in this end-time perspective from the Word of God, the prophetic passages in the Bible. Passages like Ezekiel 38, Daniel 11, and Psalm 83. These current events reported by David Dolan seem to be setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...